Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Talking about cutting through culture in our city with Pastor Hayden Ratner on SOS Radio today. How are you?
I'm doing great. What an honor to be on the air with the man, Scott Harrell. Let's go.
Well, Hayden leads Walk Church in Las Vegas, originally from Nevada. You spent some years playing pro basketball in Israel, coached basketball in Kentucky. And a few years ago, you felt God say, hey, I want you to start a church.
Yeah, I love this city. This is home for me. And when I got saved in college, just really sensed the Lord put it on my heart to come back home. And kind of like that Mark 5 story where the dude wants to follow Jesus. He says, now go home, tell your friends, your family about what I've done in your life. And that's what we've done, Nina and I together, my wife, and God's been kind to us along the way. Walk Church has grown, and it's exciting the season we're in.
God's put something on your heart since you launched this church, really about strengthening churches in this city, not just your own, but just seeing the kingdom being built and breaking through, because if you haven't noticed, Vegas is kind of a tough city.
Yes, sir. Yeah, strengthen is a vision that God gave me just about churches in our city really growing and going to the next level. I think that, hey, our city's growing. Everything's growing. Healthy things grow. The church needs to grow. And I just began thinking, what does it look like? What is it going to take for churches in our city to grow? Acts 16:5 really is something that the Lord laid on my heart, which says that the churches were strengthened in their faith and they began to grow in numbers daily. And so this one night event, Strengthen, it helps serve that. So I'm hoping that churches and pastors and leaders and people are excited about these things would be open to come into a one night event where they can be strengthened and start growing.
So you're going to bring some friends. It's Tuesday. It's September the 17th. And I mean, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, from kingdom building, church growth, because there's a lot of people in our city that feel like, oh, I can do this on my own.
Right.
Faith is personal and private to me, but it's not what I read when I read through God's word.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Facts. Yeah, that's what I see. Psalm 133 says, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. This is where God commands his blessing. I want God's blessing on our churches. And there's something about when we get together and unify together and strengthen each other and honor each other that God says, yeah, I'm going to bless that. I'm going to anoint that. John 17, Jesus tells us that the world will know me when you are one. And so I'm thinking, hey, for one night, what if leaders around our city, and specifically Walk Church, Pastor Judd from Central is going to be there, Pastor Benny from Church LV, Pastor Vance Pittman from Hope Church, are all going to get together and we're going to have a discussion, not just for discussion's sake, but for strengthening's sake. How can we learn from each other? How can we get better? How can we apply different tips and tools to really go to the next level? I need that. I need that personally. Yeah. And so, man, I'm going to be there. I'm excited about that.
So it's coming up Tuesday, the 17th, 6 o'clock till roughly about 8:15, 8:30. It's at Walk Church right over on Spencer.
Yeah, and if you want to get some more information about that, you can go on our Instagram page, which is strengthen165. It has the link on how to register. You can also just go to the Eventbrite itself. If you just go to eventbrite.com and in the search tab, type in strengthen19. That'll give you the information as well. We're going to give out free Chick-fil-A for all those who register and come. Thank you, Chick-fil-A, here in our city for sponsoring the event. And I'm really excited about deepening relationships with other leaders in our city and learning a lot to get better myself. I want to invite you, if you're interested in learning and growing, going to the next level in your leadership, this is the place to be on September 17th.
I've noticed something. If you don't really love the challenging people in your city, you're probably not going to reach any of them. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and we're talking with Pastor Hayden Ratner from Walk Church in Las Vegas. And UC Church is a place to experience freedom. It's not a bunch of rules and regulations. This isn't religion. This is about a relationship.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. When I read the word, specifically Galatians chapter 5 says it's for freedom that Christ set us free. I'm still trying to figure out what that really means. So why did Jesus set us free? To be free. God is a freeing God, right? He's freeing people in Exodus. He's freeing people in the Gospels. Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. So I'm excited about freedom. I think that the church should be a place that you don't have to endure, but you get to enjoy.
Yeah.
Right? Where people walk into your church and say, man, this was a breath of fresh air. I want to come back here. Not only do I want to come back, I want to bring some more people. One thing we say at Walk Church all the time is free people, right? Healed people, heal people. At the same time, hurt people. And so I think the church should be a place where people can walk in, experience the freedom of Christ, and walk out better. sometimes I challenge our church to say, hey, today needs to be like a car wash where people can walk into this place a little bit messed up, a little dirty, whatever that looks like, and get cleaned up, get soaked up, get some hot wax on them, get some scrubbing a little bit. But really, hopefully they walk out changed, walk out better, walk out a little more free.
Talking with Hayden Ratner today at SOS Radio from Walk Church. And 92% of our city is unchurched. And that means out of the 2,062,000 people, there's about 1,897,040 people that don't know Jesus and don't experience his hope or his freedom. And when we walk around and ignore that, we're doing a disservice to people in our city, in our neighborhood, in our zip code.
Yeah, God loves people. That's clear in the gospel. He loves our city. A lot of times we say, this isn't the city of sin. This is the city of him. God is at work and on display in such a real way. I think we need to bring that into the city. We need to bring that into our domains in the workplace. I'm still a basketball player, gym guy. I like walking into the gym knowing that there's going to be some divine appointments in here, that there's some people in that 92% that need to get to know Jesus, and hopefully he'll use me to help bring them there. And so I think churches need to have that mentality. All the believers in the city need to rally together, start honoring each other, start loving on each other and saying, hey, how can we strengthen each other to reach this mission together? I really think that Jesus wants to do it. I want to see it in my lifetime. This blink of an eye moment, especially in the greatest city in the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, let's see some movement in a real way.
Yeah, and ultimately, that's going to make our city a better place to live,
yeah,
a better place to participate, place to raise our kids. And if we're not intentionally doing something about that, I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, I think a lot of times we're being lazy or we're being comfortable. And I think we're being comfortable maybe in luxury. The reality is the New Testament would tell us that we don't have the luxury to stay comfortable or to stay small. Because we count what's important, right, Scott?
Yeah.
I bet you if I said, how much money do you have in your bank? You'd probably have a good idea. Or for example, like, I don't say, hey, you know, I have like 2.5 kids. I know I got 3 kids. And so I think that the church should be able to say, hey, yeah, we count. And because here's what matters. It matters that hell's decreasing and that heaven's increasing. And we want to see heaven increase. And so the church has to grow.
Yeah.
More churches need to break barriers this year and go to the next level and not be ashamed to do it and not to say, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah. No, we need to get better. We need to strengthen each other because I have some real friends that don't know Jesus. Come on, I got family members mm-hmm. that grew up here in the city with me that don't know Jesus yet. But I really think that if we can get a heart for people and start inviting people to church and start inviting people into our lives, we'll see this whole thing grow.
What's it going to take for churches to really grow in our city? I'm Scott Harreld on SOS Radio. We're talking with Pastor Hayden Ratner from Walk Church. And in Acts 16, it says, so the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they grew daily in numbers. And I think it's important to know that before churches were able to grow in any sort of numbers, churches had to be strengthened.
That's right. It says they were strengthened in their faith. I think that we have the power. The proverb says we have the power of life and death in our tongue. Sometimes hear more people complaining and more people dishonoring other leaders in our city than doing the opposite. Romans 10 says that we're called to outdo each other. We should be having honor battles, Scott. I want to honor you even more this time than I did the last time. There's so many awesome churches in our city. Sometimes we get stuck in our different tribes and styles. But I'm excited about saying, hey, I might disagree with you on some secondary things, but man, I love you and I want to learn from you today. You know, I'm excited about that. I've been strengthened from other leaders in our city. My faith has been boosted, not just in a flimsy way, but in a way where I can apply it. And so I've learned from different leaders all around. I've learned from you, Scott. I've been listening to the radio on the way to taking my kid to school. I'm saying, hey, I got to learn and I got to apply this today because I need to be strengthened. Because when I get strengthened, I grow.
You know, it was interesting because a couple of years ago, Benny Perez was sitting right here and we were talking about churches in our city. And he was basically saying, you know what? About 8% of the population in this city is plugged in at church. That means 92% are not.
That's right.
And if our churches aren't growing, what are we doing? If we've lived here for 10 years and that number hasn't inched up to 9%, 10%, 11%, we really need to go to God and say, what's your vision here?
Mm.
What do you want to do to grow this? Or what do you need to do? I don't want to be the lid on something
right.
that's stopping it from growth just because I'm comfortable or because I like the style or because I'm criticizing other people and stopping the growth.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, Jesus says it often. One text that's coming to mind is John 13. He says that the world will know that you're my disciples by the way you love each other. Mm. And that word love is agape, right? It's unconditional. We got to stop putting conditions on our love for the body, our love for the body of Christ. I think that these are just different things that we can take to heart and let it not just be, man, that was a good tweetable statement, but this is something I need to apply. Sometimes I'm listening to things and I'm thinking for somebody else, like, man, this is a good word for somebody else. If that's you right now, receive it for yourself, right? This is a good word for you. And maybe say, hey, you know what? 2020 is my year to grow. Maybe not even 2020. Start now. Start now and say, okay, what does it look like to break barriers in my life, in my church, maybe in the small group that I lead? Maybe we need to start leading this year. I've been challenging people in our church. Hey, what if this is the year where you don't just contribute, you start leading? And what's been neat is people want to lead. I read a poll, a statistic recently that says it was an interview of just a handful of people that were on their kind of last days, their dying bed. And the question that went to them was, if you could go back and change anything, what would you change? And the majority of people had the same answer. They said, I wish I would have made a difference. As I look back on my life, I didn't really make a difference. I just kind of existed. I was just living, but I didn't have a life. I want to make a difference. And I think that, man, that's something that God created in us to really be difference makers in our city, in our community, in our domain. And I'm excited about that. That's what Strengthen is all about. How can we make a difference?
We're talking about church growth with Pastor Hayden Ratner from Walk Church, and you're hosting an event. It's called Strength in 2019. You brought some friends along. Benny Perez from the Church LV, Judd Wilhite from Central Church, Vance Pittman from Hope Church, and any other pastor who wants to be involved in this on the 17th. It's a Tuesday night. But let's talk about competition, because I think a lot of times we grow up in our church and we think like, yeah, this is my tribe, these are my people. My church is more close to God than other churches are because it follows this doctrine or it follows this tradition or the worship aligns more with what I read in Psalms or the teaching of the way this church was started seems like it jumps right out of Acts. But you know what? This isn't about competition because our churches serve the community that we're in, the zip code that we're in, the schools around our church. This is the opportunity for growth here. It's not like one church is trying to take over this whole entire city and roll over other churches. We need to pop the balloon on that dumb logic.
Yeah. If we want to talk about competition, our competition is the world, right? Is sin, is lostness. And if that's really the case, the church needs each other, the body needs each other more than ever, especially in our city, if it's true that 92% of the people in our city are not connected in an evangelical church. Some would maybe think, man, we're losing. Yeah. That's a tough ratio. And the reality is we're on the winning team. Jesus knows he's good, he's God. However, how much more do we need to honor each other and lock arms together and say, hey, we may disagree on some stylistic things. We may even disagree on some secondary things when it comes to doctrine. But man, when it comes to the gospel, we come together, we champion each other, and we need to reach people. And I've learned from so many different churches that may do it a little different than Walk Church. And I've said, hey, you know what? I'm taking that. I'm about to apply that in our church this weekend. And God's used it. And so I'm excited about the potential of learning from other leaders. And Strengthen is not just for pastors. It's for key volunteers. It's for leaders in our city. It's for entrepreneurs in our city. And for example, I was just sharing with somebody at a restaurant who goes to church and wants to grow in their leadership at the restaurant they work at. I said, this is a place for you to come. Come to Strengthen, get strengthened up so you can lead well in the workplace. The competition, really, we need to stop having a competition against each other. Can think about it like this really quick, Scott, right? At Walk Church, we meet in Schofield Middle School. We love the school. But at the same time, we're kind of capped in space if we grow too fast, too quick. Here's what that means. We need to plant more churches, right? If we really want to reach the city, it's not going to become from one church getting bigger and bigger. We're not trying to build our own empires. We're trying to expand God's kingdom. So the kingdom has to grow, right? Churches have to plant more churches if we want to see more people reached. Tim Keller says, the best way to reach people with the gospel will come from planting new churches. So that's what we want to do. And I think Strengthen is going to help us strengthen each other to see the kingdom of God grown and expanded in our city.
Have you ever noticed there's a huge difference between kingdom building and empire building? I'm Scott Harrell on SOS Radio. We're talking with Pastor Hayden Ratner from Walk Church. And you came back to Las Vegas after playing pro basketball and coaching basketball. And you said, I want to start a church in my hometown because you want to reach people. And you've been part of huge churches, you've been part of small churches, and now you've planted a church. And when you plant a church, you don't plant a church with a building and a bunch of resources. It's usually like, hey, this is me and my family, a couple of friends, and hopefully they come back in the second, third, and fourth week.
That's right. Yeah, it is no easy task, but at the same time, I think it's the most rewarding task to see God birth a new church in the city. And when God called my wife Nina and I to plant Walk Church, we never felt it was just one church. It was a church planting call to plant churches that plant churches in our city. And that's something that I'm excited about. I was just reading the Proverbs that a good man leaves an inheritance, not just for his children, but his children's children. I'm trying to plant churches that plant churches. We're grateful for an awesome church planting church like Hope Church, led by Pastor Vance Pittman, that sent us out. And now we're able to have kind of some of our own DNA and our own feel and plant more churches that have a heart for the city, that have a heart for reaching people with the gospel and loving people well. So yeah, it's not empire building at all. We need each other. I think more than ever, in a city that's growing fast, we got the Raiders coming. We got the best hockey team in the world. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm still praying for the NBA to send a team to wake up and to send us a team. It's a prophetic word. Come on, NBA, send a team. Lord, open that door. But here's what we need. We need more churches. More churches to raise up, more churches to say, okay, I'm for you, I'm with you, how can I learn from you, how can I get better, how can we do this together, how can we stop worrying about small things like competition and start honoring each other and strengthening each other.
You know, I want to challenge you to think about kingdom building for a minute. It's a lot like the parable of the talents, where the master gave one guy five talents. He gave one guy two talents. He gave the other guy one. Sure. And the one with five ended up replicating that and doubling it into 10. The one with two doubled it to 4. And the one with one buried it in the ground. And he said, you're lazy. You're wicked. Yeah. You missed the whole point. And then he took the one that was buried in the ground because the guy was scared and gave it to the one with 10, because that's how God grows our capacity. And that's what he does with our churches. That's what he does with the way we manage like people and lead. That's the way you look at our families. That's the way you look at wealth, because God owns it all. And we think like we're in control of this, or it's my tribe, it's my church, it's my territory. But God's about kingdom building, and we're missing it.
Yeah.
It's why our churches aren't growing.
That's a real word. It's a convicting word. You know, Jesus says, right, in Matthew 16, he says, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades and hell won't stand against it. But we got to remember, the original church planter is Jesus. The original church builder is Jesus. I struggle when I say, come to my church, right? At the end of the day, this is his church that he's planting in our city. And I really do believe Jesus desires to plant more churches in our city. When you look at the New Testament, it's filled with these letters that Paul wrote to churches. But what are the names of the churches? They're the city names.
Yeah.
This is the church in Galatia, the church in Corinth, the church in Thessalonica, right? So Paul planted churches in cities, and we need to plant churches in our city that represent our city, that feel like our city, and yet at the same time demonstrate the power of God through the gospel in our city for his glory.
Strength in 2019 is coming up on Tuesday the 17th at Schofield Middle School. That's where Walk Church meets every single week. It's on the corner of Spencer and Wigwam. It's at 6 o'clock. Pastor Hayden Ratner, you're bringing a couple of friends with you.
Yeah, Pastor Vance Pittman from Hope Church, an amazing church. Pastor Judd Wilhite from Central Church, and Pastor Benny Perez from the Church LV. And we're all going to be sharing together that night about strategic topics on how we can strengthen each other, strengthen our families, strengthen our churches, so that we can grow. When the church was strengthened in Acts, it grew in numbers daily. I really think we're on the verge of seeing some special, miraculous, revival-type growth. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen through loving, honoring, and learning from each other, strengthening each other in a real way. So I hope you come to Strengthen. It's going to be awesome.
So basketball kind of took you to a place where God wanted you to be. You were thinking like, okay, I love the game of basketball. That's all I've known. I'm an athlete. You did that in college. Yeah. You went over to Israel. You did that. You went to Kentucky and you ended up coaching. And then God gets a hold of you when you're in college and saying, I've got something different in your future. But basketball is what you were chasing.
Yeah, I say that basketball really was the lowercase g God for the majority of my life. I had no plan B. It was poop or die. And that was my religion. That was my God. Sports is a really terrible God. Great game, amazing gift, but terrible God. And so when I came to know Jesus while playing Division I ball in college, it was almost like Jesus kicked the basketball off the throne of my heart and so he could have his rightful place. And the thing that I realized, I almost started to demonize basketball. Like, oh man, this was the God of my life. It's not the God of my life, so it's bad. But Jesus was like, hold on, time out, time out. Basketball is not bad. This is a good thing when used rightly. And so good things become bad things when they get turned into God things. Mm-hmm. But when we can use those good things for his glory, all of a sudden it's redeemed and renewed. And so I had to have that shift in college where I said, hold up, I can still play the game, but it's now no longer for me. It's for him. And I got to enjoy it more. I got to be more free. I actually got better as a basketball player the more I grew closer to Jesus. And I think that same mentality could be true for whatever your domain is, whether if you're a banker, if you work in the restaurant industry, if you work at a local gym, or if you work in real estate. What if you did your job so well? I think it was Martin Luther, the reformer, who once said, how can you know a Christian shoemaker from a non-Christian shoemaker? And he said, it's not by putting a cross on the shoe. It's by who made the better shoe. You'll be able to say, okay, the Christian was the one who made the next level one, because we're doing it for God. We're going to the next level because we got God in us. Christians should be the leaders in culture, should be the leaders in trends, should be the leaders in when it comes to leading in our city. We have Christ in us, mm-hmm. right? We have the God of all creation, the one who knows all things. The reason why we're even breathing right now is because the Lord gave it to us. Jesus said it like this. He said, I'll send you the Holy Spirit. You'll have the advantage. We got the advantage. Let's use it for kingdom growth.
Yeah, we can get ahead of culture by doing the best art, by telling the best stories.
Amen.
By
making the best music.
By making the best music, absolutely. Because if we're chasing what culture's already doing, we're already seven steps behind.
Yeah, and culture's not impressed with that. If we wanted to just copy culture, we should quit doing that and we should just be the culture, right? I think that we need to get new vision from God. You know, maybe turn off the television, get some God vision, right? Maybe get off Facebook, get our face in the book, right? Maybe stop looking at the Instagram story and start learning God's story, right? God has a story for us on this day, in this season of life, for us to walk out. I'm excited about it. I'm fired up.
Well, Strength in 2019 is coming up on Tuesday the 17th. It's going to be at Schofield, right off the corner off Spencer and Wigwam, where Walk Church meets every single week. Starts at 6 o'clock, and all the details are online.
Yeah, you can go on Eventbrite and just type in the search box Strengthen 19. It'll give you the page on how you can register. The registration fee is $10, but you get free Chick-fil-A with that, so I think it's worth the 10. And you're going to get timeless, priceless wisdom from some of the greatest leaders in our day, not just in our city, but all around. I don't know of an event that's been done like this before, where you have three different large church pastors from different styles, tribes, denominations come together in unity for the glory of God to honor each other, but not just that, to share wisdom. I'm going to be there on the stage with my notepad saying, hey, I need this stuff. And I think that there's going to be some real bridges built, not fences built. We need to tear down some of those fences and start making some bridges so that we can cross over and say, okay, let me learn from you. That's what Strength is going to be. It's going to be a night to learn and to really develop some relationships that go deep, because we need those too.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.